Top 7 KPIs. Every sales leader should measure and manage, authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal, the Sales Coaching Institute. Key performance indicators, KPIs, are the metrics used to gauge how effectively your sales team is performing, what can be improved, and what issues need to be addressed. In all, there are 7 critical KPIs that indicate what proactive measures need to be taken. What KPIs are not. It is important to emphasize that KPIs are not sales targets. Specifically, they are the factors that can affect your sales performance and therefore may affect your sales targets. When deciding which KPIs to use to assess your sales team, the most crucial thing to consider is if they are appropriate for your sales environment. That said, the following 7 KPIs are likely to be useful in most contexts, and it is worth studying them in more detail to see how they can help accurately assess the performance of your sales team. 1. Getting new leads. According to LeapJob, just 2% of cold calls lead to appointments. Lead generation is one of the most important KPIs. While not every lead will result in a sale, it is a useful way of gauging the amount of effort that goes into generating those leads. Plus, over time, you will be able to see who on your team is getting the most leads. If you are working in a phone center or have access to feedback forms, you can learn from recordings and feedback to see what techniques these team members used to secure those leads. This can then be used to provide feedback to other team members. It could even result in tweaking your current sales process, promotions, marketing, or sales scripts to reflect their approach. Another aspect to consider is which area or product or service is getting the most sales. A common phrase in business is work smarter, not harder. If you work an equal amount, but one area is getting you more business than the other, it makes sense to put more emphasis on that area. Likewise, if one product or service proves more popular, then this is worth focusing more than less popular products or services. Finally, it is worth looking at the team members who are hitting or exceeding their targets, as well as those who may be struggling. When giving feedback, it is a fine line between being constructive and overly harsh. Some sales team members will perform better in a competitive sales environment, while others may need more gentle coaxing and coaching to improve their performance. This KPI will help you determine which of these approaches is more efficient for your team's members. 2. Lead response time. Drift tested how long it took companies to respond to their lead form submissions. Only 7% responded within 5 minutes, while over 50% did not respond within 5 business days. How quickly does your team respond to leads? Often, if a potential customer is contacting you, this means they are interested. This is not the same as a guaranteed sale, though, and if people are put on hold for too long or feel they are not being listened to, they are likely to look elsewhere. When looking at response times, you must consider what other work is being done in the office and whether this can be made less of a priority so the sales team can focus on converting interested customers into sales. Another way to look at this is resource management. Some of your team members will be naturally confident salespeople who should remain focused on that role, while others, who may be quiet on the phones, are quick, efficient, and know what they're doing when it comes to the office work. This offers a coaching opportunity for the sales leader to upskill individuals instead of losing them. It is also an opportunity to recognize their potential value in terms of removing the burden of admin from the rest of the team. 3. Success rate. Success rate is not purely the number of sales made. Specifically, it is the percentage of positive results from the total number of possible sales added to the sales funnel. For example, let's say both Team A and Team B make 30 sales in a day. If that's the only number you consider, you would be likely to say that Team A and Team B were equally successful, right? However, that assessment changes if we consider what it took to get those sales. If Team A's sales came from 60 calls, 50% close rate, and Team B's came from 100 calls, 30% success rate, you get a much clearer picture of which team performed better. Sales team's close rate should be at least 30%, so Team A exceeded expectations, while Team B barely met them. How could Team B have matched the performance of Team A? Perhaps Team A was working from a stronger script that is more engaging to potential customers. Or perhaps its marketing was more effective, or it was able to offer better deals. Only by analyzing all the qualitative and quantitative data at your disposal will you be able to get all your sales reps or teams performing at a similar level. 4. Revenue and cost per lead. How many qualified leads do your sales activities produce? For example, 100 sales on the surface sounds more impressive than one sale. But if that single sale is for $5 million, that's a whole lot more impressive than 100 $1,000 sales. Revenue can vary depending on the priority set for you and your team. You can look at how much you are selling each month, quarter, or even focus on the performance of each individual team member. Some companies use incentives, such as spiffs, trips, and recognition programs to encourage team members to achieve even greater sales performance and success. This leads us to another issue, the cost per lead. The old saying goes, you have to spend money to make money. While this is true, there is only so much you can spend on training, marketing, resources, and so on before you're not getting value for money. You must think about what approach will get you the best returns while reducing spending where possible. For example, industry trade, shows, and conventions can be great ways to promote your business. But these events have costs including accommodation, food, travel, branded uniforms, signage, and booth fees. You must evaluate each event on its own merits and calculate whether the number of possible leads will justify the expenditure. 5. Net Promoter Score. You have probably seen Net Promoter Scores, NPS, multiple times without realizing it. A lot of companies use feedback surveys that ask questions like, how likely are you to recommend this product or service to a friend or family member? Ideally, this should be done with customers who have had more than one sale or interaction with your sales team. Repeat customers are more likely to respond and less likely to guess what you want them to say, commonly known as the halo effect. NPS surveys typically ask for feedback on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best and 1 being the worst. If a customer gives you 9 to 10, they will typically be very brand loyal and want more people to use your products and services. These are the people worth targeting with discounts and incentives, as they may also react positively to feeling like their loyalty is being rewarded. People who give 7 to 8 as a score tend to be more passive. These are the clients who are satisfied with what you have to offer them, but there is always a risk that they may go elsewhere if the other company offers a better product, service, or deal. At the bottom end of the scale, people who give scores from 0 to 6 could potentially damage your brand. If the score is negative, then the feedback is likely to be negative too. They have had a bad experience and are not shy about letting people know about it, something that can be amplified on social media. To gauge how effective your NPS scores are, look at the total of top scores, 9 to 10, and subtract the number of lowest scores, 0 to 6. For example, if you surveyed 100 people, and 10 people give you top scores, and 3 people give you low scores, your NPS score would be a 7. This is actually a pretty good score, as it is worth noting that NPS scores can be negative as well as positive depending on the survey results. If your score is lower than the average for your industry, then it is important to look at what you can do to increase customer satisfaction and success. It may be that you need to get more people on the phones, improve staff training, or look at potential product or service issues to get a higher number of satisfied customers. 6. Prospecting. More than 40% of salespeople say that prospecting is the most challenging part of their job. What is your team doing every day to get new leads? How many emails are being sent out? How many product demonstrations are being done? How many events have you or your reps attended? It is important to look at the total number of prospecting activities being conducted if you hope to gauge how effective those activities are. Specifically, how many of these emails, calls, etc. resulted in sales? Has a recent digital marketing campaign raised sufficient brand awareness? Did people really engage with you at a social event? Or were they just there for the free pens? The numbers may show you that things like more in-person events, such as product demonstrations or community gatherings, work well for your company. Perhaps attending more business expos or joining industry trade associations could get more people learning about your brand in a positive manner and generate more qualified leads. All these issues need to be considered to see if any patterns or trends emerge. This will allow you to deploy your resources more effectively and efficiently in the future. 7. Customer retention. It is 5 times more difficult to get a new customer than it is to retain one you already have. While growth is important, and you should always be looking for new sales opportunities, the customers who stay loyal to you are often the ones that encourage others to use your products and services. This is why loyalty cards and discount incentives are so important. The classic example is the card you stamp at the coffee shop each time you buy a coffee. When you get the 7th coffee, your 8th coffee is free. This is recognition that because the person has kept coming back, you value their patronage. Recently, these loyalty programs have become more elaborate with the development of app technology. It can mean that you get a free cake on your birthday or incentives based around your typical buying habits. This allows you to create customer-specific rewards to encourage additional purchases. Furthermore, this KPI is a sign that your team is doing something right. Repeat customers are usually an indicator that you are providing them with a sufficiently effective product or service that they want to keep coming back. These are often the people who will take the time to fill in feedback surveys, post positive reviews on social media, and send people your way whenever someone asks for a product or service in your industry. It should be stated that while retention is important, you should not go overboard and cut too deeply into your margins. Also remember that being a regular customer does not entitle someone to have access to upper management or be abusive if they feel they are not being served properly. Keeping an eye on KPEYES. KPIs are a great way of seeing if your sales team is performing to its full potential by looking beyond whether or not a certain amount of a product or service is being sold. It is also useful in terms of seeing what managers are offering and if they are working effectively when it comes to managing their teams. KPIs can show areas where people are struggling. It may be that you must change the wording of sales scripts, utilize different training methods, or bring in some outside help to address issues that are affecting the team's performance. They also acknowledge that sales work is not just about getting sales at all costs. In the short term, a team could get those numbers up, but it could come at the long-term cost of team morale. If a team generates a large amount of new sales but alienates your core customers in the process, then this could create issues in the long run for your business. Crucially, each of these KPIs produce reviewable data that can be used to improve performance. The number of new leads is something that can be captured in your CRM, as well as lead response times and closes rates. Revenue and cost per lead numbers offer context when considering what it took to get those sales. Your Net Promoter Score gives you an idea of what your customers think of your brand. Positive feedback can give your team a boost, but negative feedback can also be constructive and make your team better in the long term. Besides, customers appreciate when they see a business putting in the effort to improve. Finally, prospecting and customer retention are key in terms of finding ways to increase your customer base, as well as keeping the customers who stand by your product. You want to know which areas are the best to concentrate your resources on to get the best returns in both the long and short term. It is vital to be able to look at the data in front of you, but also to gauge what conclusions to draw from it. Sometimes, the danger is that people can draw the wrong conclusions from raw numbers. A sales team that is underperforming is not necessarily lazy. It may simply be that they need a new approach and strategy, a different form of incentive, or that they may be better off targeting a different customer base or territory. Equally, it is worth looking at who is executing successful sales activities to determine whether there are lessons to be learned on a company-wide scale. Each KPI tells a wider story about the people behind them. It is up to you to figure out what that story is and how best to use it to become more successful.